Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Do you have a favorite credit card? How long have you had it? Have you had it for more than a decade?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Werdock. It turns out a lot of you have that favorite credit card, and you have had it for quite some time. That, according to creditcards.com. Joining us now is Matt Schultz. He's a senior analyst at that website. So what have you found concerning our love affair with our favorite credit card?
Well, what we found is that tens of millions of Americans haven't changed their primary credit card in an awful long time. 32 million American credit card holders say they haven't changed their number one card in at least a decade, and another 20 million say that they've never switched. And the truth is that if you never change credit cards, you really miss out on a big opportunity to rack up rewards. It's really as simple as that.
Why this reluctance to switch?
Americans generally are pretty reluctant to change, especially when it's something that they've been using for years and years anyway, and it works fine for them. So people would need a really big reason to make a change. And apparently, as we've seen, sign-up bonuses and things like that haven't been enough to get people off the fence necessarily and signing up for a new card.
When you go back over the last 10 years, there has been a lot of insecurity out there following the financial meltdown. Do you think that is one of the factors here?
I think it certainly could be. I think that people in the wake of the Great Recession, if they have something that's working for them financially, they're probably going to stick with it because there may be enough uncertainty in their lives that they like having the stability of knowing that something works. And if they have a credit card that they like and it gives them the rewards that they want and the APR is fine, then they don't really see any need to change. But the truth is that shopping around for a credit card, even if you don't intend to change cards, can be useful, because if you check out offers at creditcards.com or look at flyers in your snail mail, you can use them to help you negotiate better terms with your current card, where you can drive your interest rate down or maybe get a little better rewards or some other better terms. So it can be useful either way.
If I do decide to go out there and look around and see what's out there, give us some advice. What should I be thinking?
Well, before you apply for a card, it's important that you ask yourself a couple of questions, namely, what do you want to get from the card and how do you tend to use it? So are you somebody who pays your balance off every month or not? If you don't, rewards cards probably aren't a great idea for you. If you do want rewards, are you looking for cash back or are you looking for air miles? All of these sorts of questions are the types of things that you need to ask before you get a card to make sure that you're getting the most out of that card.
We're talking with Matt Schultz at creditcards.com, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. So, Matt, how are millennials viewing credit cards? Are they shopping around looking for new deals, or are they holding on to their credit cards? And I ask that because during the financial meltdown and the Great Recession, they often experience a lot of hardships, rising student debt, unable to find a job, they had to stay home. So they view finances differently than other generations.
Yeah, millennials, there's been a lot written about how millennials are kind of famously credit averse. And what we found in this survey is that really the younger you are, the more likely you are to have changed your primary credit card in the last 3 years. And that's interesting, but it's also positive because if you just got your first card or you're very young and are just getting started, chances are that card probably doesn't have very good terms, probably has really limited rewards. So you really are better off shopping pretty soon after you get that first card, because the goal with those types of cards is to graduate pretty quickly to a card with better terms once you've established some credit.
If I am shopping around for a new card, often people do so because they want miles.
Yeah, really, sign-up bonuses are like rocket fuel for rewards, and that's especially true when it comes to miles, because there's no faster way to rack up miles and points than to get those sign-up bonuses. And that has driven a lot of interest and a lot of headlines in credit cards over the years. But interestingly enough, what we found in this survey is that most people say that sign-up bonuses aren't really what drives them in terms of making their decision about a new card. It's other things.
Matt Schultz at creditcards.com. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Matt joining us from Austin, Texas. And I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.